This is the Morning Mayhem with Howard Feldman and the team. The best start to your day.
The other thing, the other story that we have been following is the story of SAA. And, of course, the story of Mango. A proposed business rescue plan for South African Airways subsidiary Mango was presented on a Friday, and which states that South African Airways does not see Mango as part of the group going forward. That is going to be significant. Will Mango survive without SAA? Puteko Mojapele, an aviation analyst, joins us this morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, sir. I'm good, thanks. How about you?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks for joining us once again. So now we're starting to see this picture emerging, and it doesn't seem as though Mango is very much part of it at all. And when I was looking at, I was trying to see what assets Mango have. They don't even have any airplanes. I think they've got one spare engine lying around in terms of hard assets.
Yeah, the truth is that Mango Airlines should have been sort of protected from the beginning. Strategically, when the SAA started Mango, it was purely to compete with the low-cost airlines that we have in the likes of Comair as well as the SAF Air.
Right.
And so they had a brilliant plan, and they did exceptionally well at the time with 14 aircrafts that they had, which was relinquished from the SAA fleet of 737. And lately they only have 3 aircrafts and they are all leased. So there is no tangible assets that you can try and list for a equity partner that can come and invest in the business, other than really to swallow this low cost and make way for Takatso Lift to come in and become a player, because they are now equity partners as far as SAA is concerned. So we saw it coming that they're going to just leave Mango without really fighting for it and leave it to die its natural death. And this is exactly what is happening and what has happened to the likes of SA Express. So this is not a new story. We are continuing to write a book about the industry that once a glorious industry and continued to decline in the States, in the hands of our state.
So in other words, what you're saying is that they've made the decision about Mango, and they're saying, well, this is actually not going to be part of it. Yeah, it was a very nice experiment, or it was almost a marketing strategy was Mango at the time, but now we are just going to let it go, and it's going to land up. It is going to land up closing.
The truth is that major airlines around the world, they do have the low-cost airline or carrier. Mm. Remember SAA is they provide a service that is a premium. And even today, if you could try and book a ticket to Cape Town on SAA, you would not be able to get a decent price that Mango would have provided for you. Now, if you say you are going to compete with the likes of other low cost, it is disingenuous for you to even suggest that. And I believe that there is a space for Mango, and it should have been protected, more especially when they have managed to establish themselves as a brand and be able to fly the only low cost that was able to fly outside South Africa, going to the East Africa, you know. And I just think that there was no appetite from government to protect Mango, and there is a space. What they could have done, if I was part of that, I was going to amalgamate both the lift under Takatso and Mango, and become a huge force that could compete with SAF Air, because SAF Air is untouchable at the moment.
Yeah. So in other words, what you're saying is recognize the reality of the fact that within the aviation industry, there is a space for the SAAs, there is a space for the lower cost airlines, the Mangos, and why not create that? Why not do something about that?
Certainly, because it had its own roles, Mango, because when you look at even SAA, how SAA came about this whole thing, they even were taken to the Competition Commission for that matter, But it was a brilliant idea. Lufthansa has the similar situation. All the airlines, major airlines around the world, they do have that. They do have a low cost because it's strategic for you to exist within the industry, but not closing yourself out because you are in a particular class. Therefore, when you are there, you are able to also tap into the same market that the low cost market. It's thriving. And by the way, Mango did exceptionally well during the COVID phase because it was the only South African owned, state owned airline that was operating during COVID when SAA was struggling with the BRP process. And for them to dump it like this, I just think that it leaves much bitter taste, you know, in me. And I think we should have done much better than the way we are going now.
And that is where we leave it. Very, very interesting saying, the Puteka Mojapele aviation analyst saying that there is a space for a Mango. What do you think about that? 34519 or 0618951011.